And if there is a strange sound coming from your attic, or your doors seem to slam on their own accord, it may be time to call the Paranormal Activity Investigators. These Kansas City-based ghost hunters check out potentially haunted homes and businesses, searching for proof of restless spirits. Erica Solomon joined them recently and has this report.
The Roastery is an 88-year-old brick building, a coffee factory in Kansas City. Its vaulted ceilings are lined with vintage coffee cans and puttering espresso machines. And the ghost affectionately known as Pat has been haunting employees here for almost a decade. For 5 years, employees have recorded encounters with Pat in a journal. Their accounts range from hearing chains dragging across the floor to seeing an apparition of an old man in tattered work clothes. Now they've finally decided to call in some experts.
I didn't make out any words, but I could...
Becky Ray and her paranormal activity investigators are conducting a preliminary inspection of the Roastery. She explains what her team does for their clients.
We're basically just investigators. We just confirm for them what they think they have. More or less just let them know, okay, either you don't have ghosts, you have bad plumbing, or yes, you do have ghosts and you're not crazy.
The small squad of ghost hunters comes armed with notebooks and cameras. One member has rigged the collar of his sweater with a tiny black recorder, just in case Pat acts up. It's a busy time of year for ghost investigators. Becky says the Halloween season always creates a big spike in business.
I don't know if it's that it's on people's minds, or some people say the quote-unquote veil is thinner this time of year and therefore activity picks up, but we definitely do get more calls.
As the team tours the building, they carefully note things that may trigger false ghost reports, like glare, faulty electrical outlets, or anything else that could create strange sounds or visions. Along the way, the group pauses to listen to employee David Herman reenact a startling encounter with Pat in the brewing room.
Kind of tapping on the wall just like that, and it was really steady. It started getting louder and louder and louder, and eventually it was like really loud, just like that. And I said, "Pat, stop!" And it stopped just then.
After checking out the Roastery, Becky Ray says there's a good chance it has a ghost or two. That means she and her team will return next week for a closer look. They'll spend the night and set up cameras, recorders, and electromagnetic wave detectors. Becky says what keeps her hooked on ghost hunting is the hope of reaching across the line between the living and the dead.
I wish that I could communicate with them all the time. Because there are so many things I would love to talk to them about.
Becky and her team say you don't need to be an official ghost investigator to find spirits. They insist they're just normal people doing careful, methodical research. There are hundreds of ghost hunters around the country ready to offer their services, and most of them, like the paranormal activity investigators, work for free. But, most are quick to tell you, they are not ghostbusters. They confirm ghosts, they won't get rid of them. Because in Becky's opinion, who would want to?
This has made me want to hang out after I die. I can think of so many people I want to haunt. So many people I want to come back and play tricks on.
But for now, Becky will have to settle for looking for ghosts at places like the Roastery and their other favorite haunts. For NPR News, I'm Erica Solomon in Kansas City.
That story was originally produced for NPR's Next Generation Radio Project. Thank you.